It would be really interesting to check our understanding of.
In this quiz, we'll look at a few real-world implications of particles bumping into each other. And that is, they bump into each other in actual solids, creating temperature and heat. And they also bump into each other in sport when you hit a ball. So we'll look at those sorts of things. It's going to be a hard quiz, and it's going to be surprising answers that a majority of people will probably get right if they think about it for the first time, but if they've been educated, they may well get them wrong. So I hope this is worthwhile for you.
I've thought up 10 multiple choice questions. They could be easy, they could be hard, but most of all, I hope you find them fun. This is version 1 of this software, which randomizes the answers and publishes them. And obviously, being version 1, I'm thinking of greater versions. For this particular version, it creates the questions in 3 formats. The first format is driving along or walking along. It's just the question, bit of thinking time, and then the answer. Then that's the quiz format, the radio quiz format. Then there's the school quiz format, where all the questions are put together and you write down the answers. Then the answers are given for all so many questions, and then the answers are given out. So that's a bit of a long time. And the final format is for, if you're really new to it, it just gives the explanation, a question and answer, just one after the other with no formatting or anything. So you can hear in this last third format, you can listen through it pretty quickly and get all the information that you want to do with no fuss, no bother. So there's 3 formats. The sort of game format, private game format, the class format, and then just the study format. Now, things will come up in future. As soon as I've got that under control, I'll put edit points so you can go through pretty quickly and get to the file, the point in the file that's interests you. So you can move forward on a few clicks to move forward, but I haven't done that yet. I need to really study and understand that before I go along. So here it is, version 1 of the disassembled quiz.